review of the Detroit game. I'll start first with special teams. Going into the game, just playing up there in the dome, and we really didn't have many return opportunities. But the two we had, we had an opportunity for potentially a big play. The finish wasn't quite there. For one of our players and so forth. So we missed two opportunities there. The coverage part of our special teams was solid. So that was really what we felt about our special teams. Defensively, I thought the defense played well. Did a lot of good things. There's a lot of defensive production. But really, the last two series is where, obviously being on the field way too much. But the last two series is where I felt that Detroit was able to bleed us too many yards at the end of the play. So that was the focus of correction today with the defense. Offensively, really going through it, the run game was nowhere close to what our plan going in, giving up 9 points. As far as the fumble and return for a touchdown and the safety, it was obviously a critical factor in the game. But the run game was disappointing. Pass protection wise, I thought our pass protection unit did a good job. In the perimeter wise, we had 6 drops, so we got to catch the football better. It was obviously a frustrating game for us offensively. We've made our corrections. This is what Mondays are for, win or lose. You spend the whole time going through each and every play and grading it. Make sure you invest in the process and get ready for as we move on to Chicago. So with that, I'll take your questions.
We knew that Devon had the cramps. What happened with his knee at the end, just following up from yesterday, and is that worrisome this week?
I really don't have an update on any of our guys medically, so I couldn't give you a good answer on Devon.
But there is a separate knee issue with him that's separate from the cramps.
That's what, as of last night, talking to the trainers on the way, they want they obviously wanted to look at that, but I do not have any updated medical information.
And Mike, after the game, Aaron was talking about that he had trouble adjusting to the coverage scheme and the defensive scheme. The lines were a point. But he really wasn't specific. Can you maybe talk more about it?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. Trouble adjusting?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's why I'm asking you.
Detroit came out and it basically looked like they were going to, tilt their coverage. Two high safeties pretty much the whole game. Obviously, we went into the game wanting to be balanced. And obviously, the angles and based on the way their defense played, the production in the run game was clearly execution. So, the ability to attack any coverage, particularly with Aaron, the only correction I would make as a play caller is, do you go to it sooner? As far as just attacking their coverage, attacking their too deep. But once again, we have good players. We didn't play very well in the run game, and they definitely factored in the game.
That you've been here the past 2 years, sitting 1-2, have gone on to win the division. I know there's no comfort in losing, obviously, but being in some similar situations, is there comfort in that?
I don't really think about things that way. Our record's 1-2. Why we are 1-2 is really the things that I focus on. There's a process you go through every single football team you coach. And none of them are really the same. You do have opportunities to draw from past experiences, but I think the biggest thing that we are focused on is what we need to do to improve. We haven't put together a full game as far as the offense, defense, and special teams playing in a winning fashion. So, and that's what we got to get to. We're going into week 4. We've had some adjustments, as far as the practice schedule approach, and every team doesn't just jump out of the box and practice great each and every day, and that's no different this year. So we'll just continue to stay focused on the things that we feel in our preparation phase that lead to success on Sundays. So Being 1-2 in the past, I think it just, I mean, it just shows you what you can do. There's a lot of football left, but the only football that's really important is Chicago.
Mike, at the end of the game with Clay's situation, were you holding him out because of the groin with time and score, or could he not have gone back yet?
The way the communication goes on the sidelines is the medical staff determines if a player is up or down. So.
Do you have any long-term concerns about his situation?
I'll be honest, it's been a busy day. I haven't been in the training room yet.
Mike, what's your reaction to the commissioner's announced initiatives on domestic violence?
What is my reaction? I think obviously there's no place in our society for domestic violence, and you know it's something that we're all focused on. It's part of our training, and it's part of our education with our football team.
I know that there was this memo that went out to clubs late last week on some new training programs that the teams will have to take part in. Have there been any discussions already within the organization? And it seemed like the commissioner wanted to do some things pretty quickly on that within the clubs in the league.
I mean, I really don't have any comment on what exactly is in a letter or an email, but I do know and will tell you that you know, our players, starting from the time they're brought in here, whether it's just for the rookie orientation camp, they go through a rookie orientation throughout the weekend. You know, all the things that are necessary to be a Green Bay Packer, and everything in line with the values of being a Green Bay Packer. Obviously, there's no place in society for domestic violence, so those kind of things are talked about. We also, just from an organization standpoint, I don't know how other teams do it, but we have a 5-day rookie school that concludes after our last OTA. And so with that in there, there's 5 segments of education with obviously, you know, topics as domestic violence being one of them. And also you have in season, which every team is mandatory, has to go through. And that's 8 player success programs, so which we are currently going through with our football team.
Mike, you mentioned that you might have wanted to give Aaron, let him pass a little bit more. I think that's what you meant after the game, right?
Correct.
Earlier on. Doesn't he have the option to do that, though? In which way?
I'm out, Tom. I mean, I, you guys are awesome as far as the way you dive into the scheme stuff, but it's too much. I'm not really up here to talk about scheme. One thing I talk to our players about all the time, you know, scheme is not a crutch. You know, the fundamentals and the things we did from an execution standpoint were not good enough, clearly, on offense. So the opportunity for the way the quarterback is, as far as his responsibility at the line of scrimmage, is obviously, you know, there's rules and parameters and things like that. So he's in a best play available mindset, not on every single play. But let's be honest, if you got a run and they're playing too deep, we should be running the ball. I mean, I think that's, you know, elementary football there. So the decision to go attack too deep, shell defenses, really comes from the boundary.
Mike, you talked about the run
game. In the passing game, to answer your question. Yeah.
Talking about the run game, what do you see specifically on tape out of Eddie's game?
Eddie needs to play better. I mean, that's, you know, and I'm not going to do this anymore. I don't correct individuals in the media. So, I mean, we've seen the film. Corrections have been made. Our run game wasn't nearly what it needed to be, not even close.
Did you think about sticking with James Starks?
I mean, I think the way opportunities are laid out, they go in the flow of the games. But, you know, it's the run game, we had plenty of corrections to go around for everybody. But I thought James did have some nice runs.
Good morning. When you faced all that cover two stuff, I guess it was 2 years ago or something like that, you have a lot of experience at least dealing with it. Is that something you think you're going to see more now?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't really know how people. You know, we played 3 games, and you know, the team we played last week didn't feel that it was necessary to do that. So, it really depends on the way they want to tilt it. You know, so we have an outstanding quarterback, and The focus on our offense is always about making the quarterback successful. That approach will never change. And, you know, it starts with a healthy run game.
Mike, will Andy Malumba's roster spot be open for a while? Or
really, I have nothing from a personnel standpoint to report today.
Mike, just with Brad Jones, how's he doing as far as that?
Getting better. I mean, just I know he's a little frustrated. It's not gone as fast as he'd like, but, you know, Brad's a warrior, man. I mean, he's a pro. He's around here. He's here around the clock, you know, getting treatment.
Coach, after the loss of the Lions, how much more emphasis, I guess, does it put on this coming game, another regional game on the road?
Well, I mean, we're emphasizing it now. I mean, we always take Mondays regardless of the outcome of the game and commit it to the corrections of the past game. So that's concluded. That was done at 3:00 today. And, you know, now we're everybody's focused on Chicago.
Don't play.